What's up, everybody? This is J Balvin.
Everybody, my next guest has just announced some very big news. You'll know this guy. I mean, he's been around for a very, very long time. 35 million records sold all around the world. Grammy nominations, 4 Grammy nominations. He's won 6 Latin Grammys. Been all over the Billboard charts. Worked with some of our biggest artists. Now he's announced he's coming back to Australia. It's Colombian superstar J Balvin. Hello, buddy. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Happy to be back.
Yeah, big news. What went into the decision to decide to come back to Australia? I was doing research. Actually, I had friends who tried to get tickets to your headline shows when you were here last. They sold out in under 10 minutes. So you must have gone, you know what, let's bring the world tour to Australia.
Yeah, I'm so happy, man. Last time was mind-blowing, you know, and now, you know, going back home, I feel home when I'm there, you know, and it's beautiful to see that. I'm really excited about it. Definitely. Oh,
God, it's so cool, man. And then, I mean, I was reading Variety's review of your Coachella performance in 2019. They said, the best Coachella performer, and that includes Beyonce. They said you were better than Beyonce. Now you're doing it again this year. I mean, how did the Coachella Take 2 all happen? I mean, if you're listening and you missed this, J Balvin is here. He's on Coachella again for the second time.
What do you have planned for the next one, for the return to Coachella?
Well, this time, you know, I think I've been learning to just not look around and just look of what can I do better that I did before. So that's what I'm on. That's what I'm focused right now. I'm focused and see how can I elevate myself on so many different aspects. But in this case, speaking straight up about touring show and Coachella, I have to do a elevate twice what we did last time. Great statement.
Oh, that's so exciting for you. Are you bringing anyone out? Do you have any exciting plans? I mean, you've worked with Dua Lipa. You've worked with some big names.
You'll check. I think there's going to be a big viral moment.
Get on that TikTok. It'll be huge, bro. I mean, what does it mean to you to be one of the most successful Latina artists in the world? I mean, in Australia, I'll be honest with you, we're only sort of just getting on the hype train. I mean, I'm sure you know, but it is one of those cultures that has and varieties of music that has been grinding for so long, and it's sort of all music has its roots in like reggaeton. So for you to be like the face of a certain aspect of it, I'm sure there must be, you know, you must be proud of having that under your name, Jay.
I mean, I'm really proud because I don't take this just for me. I take it as a culture. You know, I take it as a culture. Like I'm bringing my culture to different parts in the world. And that's what makes me proud of that. You know, of course, me singing and performing my songs, but I'm bringing my culture with me. I'm bringing my flag, you know, so that's really amazing.
It's going to be such a good show. Tickets on sale Wednesday, the 27th of March. But J Balvin coming back to Australia, the New Zealand shows as well. September 24, go get tickets. Great to have you on, buddy. And when you're down under, we'll have to see you, okay? I'll come to those shows. They sound very fun.
Thank you, man. It means a lot.